بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ان الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وان الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون، فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء، فان اول فتنة بني اسرائيل كانت في النساء. رواه مسلم. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنه. In a narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily this world is very sweet, green and appealing. We find this analogy found in this hadith. Two words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to describe the dunya. One is the word hulwa, which means something that is sweet, generally referring to sweet fruit. So in other words, appealing to the palate. The other word is khadira, which is normally used to describe fresh and green vegetation, which is normally something that is appealing to the eyes. So to inform us of the extent of the attraction of this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this analogy, using these two words, we find that the message is given that the world to the eyes is appealing and to the palate is appealing. In other words, such is the attraction of this dunya, that for the nazar and a person's, in other words, outwardly and inwardly, the world is something that is appealing. Allah Ta'ala, many, many places in the Quran we find similar verses of the Quran with similar meanings, where Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala." Allah Ta'ala says that we have made this world zenith, we have made it visually appealing to you. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. Allah Ta'ala says, come to know, realize that the life of this world is temporary, it is games, it is amusements. Do not become involved in this world. And in this verse of the Quran, again Allah Ta'ala describes the world with a field that is fresh, an orchard, a garden that is fresh, in other words, visually appealing. Now in this hadith and in all these verses, what is the reason that the analogy is always given of the dunya with something, with like a field, with vegetation, with fruit, etc.? Is that fruit and vegetation is something that outwardly is appealing, but its appeal does not last. Gradually, the vegetation shrivels, it rots, it decomposes. In exactly the same way, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that don't be deceived by the visual appeal of this world, it is not going to remain. It is something that is temporary, it is a passing phase, you have to leave it behind. You find in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna li kulli ummatin fitna, wa fitnatu ummati al-mal." He said, every ummat will have a fitna, will have a test, a trial. And the test and the trial for my ummat is this dunya, is the wealth of this world. Somewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, "Fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu al-dunya, wa la yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur." Do not let the life of this world deceive you. It is temporary, it is a passing phase. So coming back to the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, verily this world is sweet, it is green, it is appealing. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفُكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you His vicegerents in this world, has given you authority of this world, has given you the ability to utilize the things of this world. Not so that you make the life of this world your object, but what is it? لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah ta'ala is testing you. So you find in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah wants to see what you are going to do. Not that Allah wants to see, Allah already knows what you are going to do. But Allah wants to make it apparent. Will you be successful in this test or will you fail? Will you make the life of this world your object or will you make it a means of being a passing phase for you to earn the akhirat? And then relevant to this chapter of taqwa, the reason Imam Nawawi has mentioned this hadith is because of the next expression. Is mentioned in the chapter of taqwa because of this expression, fattaqud dunya. fattaqu dunya. Now what does fattaqu dunya mean? Literally, fear this world. Beware of this world. The same expression Allah Ta'ala uses in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala tells you, beware of Jahannam. Fear Jahannam. Somewhere Allah Ta'ala says, fear me. The same expression is used for this dunya. In other words, be very, very careful about this dunya. Don't take things for granted. And if you look in the lives of the Salaf al-Salihin, our pious predecessors, they used to literally fear this world. Today we think, more money is coming, more wealth is coming, more successful I am, the better it is for me. However, if you look in their lives, the more dunya used to come, the more cautious they became, the more afraid that they became, that the love for this dunya, the love for materialism, must not become a means of me destroying my akhirat. Imam Shafi rahimahullah used to say, الدُّنْيَا تُخَادِعُنِي كَأَنِّي لَسْتُ عَارِفُ حَالَهَا مَدَّتْ إِلَيَّ يَمِينَهَا فَقَطَعْتُهَا وَشِمَالَهَا مَنَعَ اللَّهُ حَرَامَهَا وَأَنَا اجْتَنَبْتُ حَلَالَهَا فَرَأَيْتُهَا مُحْتَاجَةً فَذَهَبْتُ جُمْلَتَهَا لَهَا. The crux of what he said, the world is deceiving me as if I don't know its reality. It had stretched out its right hand towards me. So what Imam Shafi says? He says, I cut off the right hand and I cut off the left hand also. Allah Ta'ala prohibited me from haram in this world, I stayed away from the halal also. Allah prohibited me from haram in this world, I stayed away from the halal also. And when I did this, I realized how valueless this world is. So I gave the world over to itself. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, at the time of tahajjud, he would remonstrate with himself. Ali was that personality who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Ya Ali, Ama Tarda, An Yakuna Manziluka Muqabila Manzilati Fil Jannah. That, O Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? So much of Basharat and glad tidings, yet at the time of Tahajjud, he would remonstrate, Ya Safra, Ya Bayda, Ghurri Ghairi. He would say, O gold, O silver, deceive someone else. Ilayya Tashawafti, Ilayya Tashawakti, Ilayya Tazayanti. He would address the dunya. He would, as if he's talking to the world. At the time of Tahajjud, he is alone, no one is there. But such is the extent to which they feared the embellishment and the attraction and the love of dunya, that he would address the dunya and he would say, have you beautified yourself for me? Are you trying to trap me? Ghurri ghairi, deceive someone else. Qad batattuki thalath, I have divorced you 3 times. Umruki qasir, majlisuki haqir, khataruki yaseer, you have no value, you are temporary. You are a deception. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite being a personality who was given glad tidings of Jannah in this world, such was the extent that he feared the dunya. We find this subject matter in many ahadith, that the sign of intelligence of a person is not that person who chases after the dunya, not that person who becomes happy when dunya is coming. It is a person who realizes that this world is temporary, that I have to prepare for akhirat. This is the sign of intelligence. In fact, in one poet, it is mentioned, in one poem, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فَتَنَا طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَرَفُوا أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَتَنَا جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَا. Time is very limited to explain these ashar, but the crux of it, that they are some intelligent slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the sign of the intelligence? طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. They made talaq of this world. They divorced this world, وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا, and they feared the fitna. When they looked into it, when they studied this world, they realized that this is not the place to remain. People are leaving all the time. So what did they do? They made this world an ocean. They made this world an ocean, and they made good deeds their ship to traverse over this ocean. Like ulama give us the advice, they say, world is necessary. We have to live in the world. But like a person traveling in the sea, if you allow the water to get into your ship, you will drown. If you allow the love of dunya to enter the heart, you will drown, you will destroy yourself. So what you must do, world is necessity. Let it be that you are the ship that remains above the water. Don't let the love of it enter your heart. And the ship that you will use to cross this world is good deeds. So coming back to this, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the world is visually appealing. Allah has made you His Khalifa, His vicegerents in this world. In other words, you will utilize this dunya. But the reality, فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is testing you. What are you going to do? Are you going to make this world your object, or are you going to use it to earn your akhirat? فَتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fear the world. Beware of this dunya. Be conscious all the time that Allah protect you, that the love of this dunya enters your heart to such an extent that it does not enable you to carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.